Started at the Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, 22nd of Shvat, 24th of January, Rabbi Binyamin Shodi, to Sefer Shabbos and Davening Mincha. This week, Torah has been sponsored by family Morawetzky, and Nishmas Moras Chavabas from Mod Chameya, Barashoy Morawetzky, is Yatzai, the 24th of Tevis. And also by family Wiesenfeld, and Nishmas Moras Chavabas, Simcha Yisrael Dick, Aleo Sholem, and Nishmas Rabbi Yitzchok, Ben Rabbi Yaakov, Wiesenfeld, Zichron Levracha, whose Yatzai will be on Shabbos, and Mr. Dick's Yatzai will be on Thursday.
But
Yankee, not working.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hope everyone is well. If you're not well, I wish you a fresh shleima. I'd like to discuss this morning the sugya of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. I will explain in due course why I have chosen to speak about that this morning. But as a general introduction, I just would like to just present a few makairas and a few shittas in the poskim. When it gets to the etzem din of Tosefes Shabbos. So to start, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Test, Gemara in other places as well, that we learn out from the pasuk by Yom Kippur. The Torah says, "Ve'nisem es nafshi seichem b'tisha l'chodesh me'erev ad erev tishpesu shabbatchem." The mitzvah of inoy nefesh on Yom Kippur, the Torah writes it in a lashon that you should be ma'ani yourself on the ninth of the month, me'erev ad erev tishpesu shabbatchem. To which the Gemara asks that if it's b'tisha, then why does it say b'erev? And the Gemara asks a contradiction, and the Gemara comes up with a conclusion that maschil or misaneh miboid yom kedei lehoisif michal ala kodesh. Be'ikah, the mitzvah is to fast on Yom Kippur, which is day 10 of Tishri. The Torah is mitzvah to start on Tisha ala kodesh in order that to makai mechiv lehoisif michal ala kodesh, which means that one has to already start fasting miboid yom while it is vaday, not yet the 10th. In order that a person is makayim his chiyuv of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And then the pasuk says, Tishpesu Shabbatchem. Tishpesu Shabbatchem. To which the Rishonim, this is no longer a Mefurash Gemara, Rav Rishonim say that from this pasuk of Tishpesu Shabbatchem state, that just like there's a chiyuv to be Moisif Mechayel HaKodesh on Yom Kippur, the same applies to Shabbos, and the same applies to Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is Ikri Shabbos. As I state in the Ram, and as I state in Rav Rishonim, Taisus, the Rosh, Kemat all the Rishonim. The Rambam, famously, disagrees. The Rambam, in two places, in Hilchos Shvises Asa, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, the Magid Mishnah's Medayik, the Rambam, and who I did in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, the Kesef Mishnah's Medayik, the Rambam, that the Rambam does not hold of Tosefes Shabbos al koponim min ha-Torah b'negeya to Shabbos. It is only a local din in Hilchus in the Nefesh of Yom Kippur. Now, the Bi'alacha in Sefer Reish Samach Aleph understands that although the Rambam holds that there's no chiyuv derais of Tosefes Shabbos, the Rambam will still be made that there's a chiyuv midrabbanon al koponim on Shabbos to Moshe Mechal HaKadosh. On Yom Kippur will be deraisa, and on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos will only be drabbanon, but don't tell me that it doesn't exist. That's not mistabas, says the Bi'alacha. He brings a rack on the gun as well, the Das Rambam. Of course it exists, it just exists on a weaker level because you haven't got a first pasuk in the Torah that says there's a chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos. So, interestingly, from Geder my Mahamuzga, if you learn like the Rambam that is only drabbanon or maybe non-existent at all, we run into a huge problem how you can make Kiddush on Tosefes Shabbos. No, most people don't wait until Nath to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Definitely not at this time of year. Sorry? Yeah, this time of year I did say. Yeah. So, therefore, to say one has not been Yotze is Chiyuv Kiddush, according to every Rishon, is difficult. You could say, yeah, we don't pass by the Rambam, it's not relevant. However, there are two Mahalchim brought in the Poskim to explain the Rambam. One of them is slightly more simple, and that is the Shitta of the Modchai in Perek, base of Megillah, Hubbub, the Mogen Avraham, Simon, Reish, Samozayan, Hilchos Shabbos, that because a person will be Ossi L'Dechiv D'Raisa later, meaning, right now, maximum, I'm only Chai Midrabbonon to make Kiddush, but because in an hour, 2 hours' time, I know I will be Chai Midrabbonon in Kiddush, I can already make Kiddush now to cover up my Chiv D'Raisa later. That's a Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham asks if that's the case in the cotton, should be ultimately a Gadol, because the cotton also, right now, is only Drabbonon, because of Chinuch, and either tonight, or in a week, or in 3 years, he'll also be Chai Midrabbonon to make Kiddush. That's a Mogen Avraham, the Chayodom, discusses the difference. That's not quite our discussion. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph Ois Ches says a huge chiddush, but that's a Rambam, and that is the Lo'ilam Toisat Shabbos might not exist. It might not exist according to the Rambam. However, the mitzvah of making kiddush has nothing to do with the fact that it's Shabbos now. The kedusha Shabbos is not the goyim for me being able to make kiddush. Davening, it could be that you have to. Yeah, it can't say that it's Shabbos if it's not Shabbos. Kiddush, he's medayik for the Rambam. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to makadish the yoyim b'knisosai or b'tziyosai. When is called knisosai? About Plag HaMincha, around about Plag HaMincha. So we take our lalacha that from Plag HaMincha onwards to pasuk b'makabah Shabbos. Says the Minchas Chinuch with Das Rambam, as long as the zman of Plag HaMincha has come, it's already called close to the knisah of Shabbos. Because it's close to the beginning of Shabbos, that allows me to be yotzei my chiyuv kiddush. Because why am I making kiddush? I'm not making kiddush because it's Shabbos already. I'm making kiddush because it's about to be Shabbos. I'm honoring the fact that Shabbos is on its way. And the same as by Havdalah, I'm honoring the fact that Shabbos is about to leave, and I'm respecting the fact that it was Shabbos and now it's going to be Chol. Make Havdalah, it's begedah kiddush. Right? The famous Rambam that Havdalah is be makadish hayoyim be itziyosai. Therefore, Mechzidus has a huge chiddush, even though it's not yet Shabbos, it's not yet the Shabbos, you're allowed to do melachos, everything you want, you can still make kiddush. Why? Because you'll be makadish hayoyim, still be knisosai. Now, that is a little bit of background to the etzem din of tisavi Shabbos. We pass an halacha in the Simon Reish Samach Aleph, the base, yesh oimim shetzorech lohisit mechal ha-kodesh. The person has an obligation to make mechal ha-kodesh. We don't take on this Rambam. If you go like the Bialacha, the Rambam is still Moedim Midrabona, then the words of the Shulchan Aruch will fit with Das Rambam. Now, I'm not going to go into the Zmanim. Zmanim is a huge sugya. I haven't come here to discuss Zmanim. I'm sure you're all experts already in exactly where Shkir is and how many Shkirs there are, Rabbeinu Tam, not Rabbeinu Tam, all the Rishayim. I'm not going to discuss that this morning. However, the Shaila is Azai. It's Mavur Shulchan Aruch. There's a number of ways, the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, there's a number of ways for a person to Mekabel Shabbos. One of them is through Tefillah. The Mechaber in Sif Dalet tells us that if you're Eidah Baruch Hu, if you don't, for us it's Miz Moshe, it became instituted in Klal Yisrael many, many years ago to say Miz Moshe Liyama Shabbos before Maariv, and therefore our Kabbalah Shabbos at the very latest, and this isn't again in the summer, but we say Miz Moshe before it is Shkir, then you will be Makabel Shabbos with Miz Moshe, whether you like it or not, because it's Begedah Kabbalah Shabbos B'tzibu. There's another way of being Makabel Shabbos by a lady, Hadlokas HaNeiros. There's different minhagim around the world when exactly you are supposed to light Hadlokas HaNeiros. The minhag in Northwest London is to light approximately 15 or 18 minutes before Shkir, depending on the exact kehillah you belong to, the time will maybe change very, very by a minute or two. The time for Shabbos man is, I think, usually 15 minutes, maybe, I think at least 15 minutes before Shkir. Maybe some kehillahs have perhaps a slightly different zman, but it's all around about that time. Now, there is a shita of the Urim that says that the Shkir Be'etzem starts 18 minutes before what we call Shkir, which is a huge chumrah. And some poskim understand the idea of Hadlokas HaNeiros of a lady, which lalacha we take on is the zman when she is makabel Shabbos. A lady is not allowed to do malacha after she is madlik es HaNeiros. She can make a tanai in certain situations, but it's very, very bedoichik to make a tanai. Usually, a lady is makabel Shabbos with Hadlokas HaNeiros, whether she likes it or not, because that is the gedda, that is her kabbalah Shabbos. Now, because there is a shita of the Urim that says that Shkir is 18 minutes before we call Shkir, therefore That's where the Shoresh of the Minhag comes from, according to some Poskim, that a lady is light around about 80 minutes before Shkia, in order to be Yotzer her to Sefer Shabbos, according to the Urim. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has got a tshuva in there's two tshuvas, one is in Chedek B, Simon Vav, another one is in Chedek Aleph, Simon Tzadi Vav, where Rav Moshe says that the reason why she's lighting then is purely a minhag. It has nothing to do with the Urim. If it would be to do with the Urim, then a lady who's not been Makabel Shabbos, a lady who's not lighting her Shabbos candles, should not be dafdu melacha. That's not true. We don't pass about lacha. The lady who is not to be lighting neiros cannot do melacha. It's only the lady who actually lit the neiros. Rav Moshe actually has a tshuva. He says that. What happens for a man? A man is not makabel Shabbos. All the place can agree. A man is not makabel Shabbos with work studies because he never lit the Shabbos candles. Therefore, be'etzem me'ekadin, a man should be able to drive in his car. He's been at home already for his wife lighting. Me'ekadin, a man should be allowed to go in his car, very convenient, go to driving shul. Again, make sure that there's no parking restrictions over by the time you will get your car back. Make sure it's all clear that you won't get a ticket. But as long as you can work it out, me'ekadin, it's totally mutter to drive your car after a lady's makabel Shabbos of Oksanayas, because you yourself have not yet been makabel Shabbos. But Moshe does say that he stopped doing it. He writes himself that he started doing this. He said he stopped doing it because somebody made the comment to him. And he said, there's no maras I be'etzem, because everyone really knows the din that a lady is makabel Shabbos of Oksanayas, and a man is not yet makabel Shabbos. Therefore, be'etzem, there's no maras I. But he says, because the Maisa, people started tumbling about it, Moshe's driving a car after Oksanayas, so he stopped doing it. And he kind of gives a mashmaz at the end there that maybe people should listen to him and also not do it. But he writes clearly that me'ekadin, halakhically speaking, there's nothing wrong. If you don't want people to be tumbling, then maybe there's a tzad not to. But again, you should explain to them that it's mutter and they'll understand. So halakhically speaking, that's mutter, and that's something that many people do. Now, the shaila is, when are you supposed to daven mincha? Now, this time of year, the zmanim are getting slightly later, week by week, but l'maisa in the winter, Shabbos comes in very, very early, and Shkia is very early. Now, the shaila is, are you allowed to daven mincha if you've already been makabel Shabbos? Now, let's say you weren't makabel Shabbos. If you weren't makabel Shabbos, then you've got a bit of a problem, because the shaila is mimonosha. If you haven't yet been makabel Shabbos and you daven mincha, when are you going to makabel Shabbos? You got a chiv to moisi mechal hakodesh. To chiv to moisi mechal hakodesh, according to Moshe Feinstein, has to be at least 2 minutes before Shkia. Now, not that a person has to do that, but it's got to be a certain amount of time before Shkia. It's got to be a choshev azman, which means 5 seconds is a bit iffy. A half a minute mechal hakodesh would be already hearable that that's called be moisi mechal hakodesh. However, by the time we finish mincha, whichever shul you daven in, you've literally got seconds before Shkia at this time of year. Yeah. So therefore, the shaila is, what are you supposed to do? So now, the best thing to do, which is a tshuva of the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Yud Siman Nun, the Shemir Shabbos Kuchasa writes Lehedia in Siman Mem Vav, which is in Chelek Beis of Shemir Shabbos Kuchasa, Siman Mem Vav Sif Hei. You're right, they both are machmeh. They both say that there is no leeway. A person is mechayev to daven mincha before he's makabel Shabbos. What should you do? So what I do is before leinu, I say arini makabel like kedusha Shabbos, because I want to make sure it's a nice man. I'm allowed to say aleinu. You're allowed to say aleinu after you makabel Shabbos. You're just not allowed to daven a tefillah shachal. Aleinu is not tefillah shachal. Aleinu, you can daven aleinu on Shabbos as well. So that's one eitzah. One eitzah is after you finish Shmoneh Esrei and after the after the Chazan also finishes Shmoneh Esrei, you got at least a couple of minutes there still. Sorry? In a chalami. I'm just talking about Derek Klal. Yeah, you can say Arini Makabel HaKadosh Shabbos. Now, it's better to do it B'dibble than do it B'leiv. B'leiv is a Machlaikas HaPoiskim if you can Makabel Shabbos B'leiv. Why do something that is a Machlaikas? Why do something that's a Machlaikas? If you did it, it's okay. But it's best to say Allah. Now, I don't believe anyone does this. And that's why I've come here to speak. I don't believe vast majority of people, I'll be happily wrong if I'm wrong, I don't believe the vast majority of people are saying to themselves, Harini Makabel of Kedusha Shabbos, after Daven Mincha, just before Shkia. And therefore, I would like to inspire the Eidom that it is lechatchila halachically better to do so. Now, I'm going to give you another Eitzah, but it is not so preferable to use this Lalacha. So this is the best thing to do Lalacha, that you should Daven Mincha, again, if you daven Mincha Gdoila, even better. Daven Mincha Gdoila on Friday, then you're Zecher better, because you can be Makabel Shabbos as early as you want, from Plag Mincha onwards, and you haven't got any problems with the fact that you've already done Mincha, because you've done it already. So that would be, you know, they do say that the Lechatchila is Mala Mincha, is Mincha Tal, not Mincha Gdoila, but in this particular case, you've got a huge Shaila, what you should do, that Zecher is a mockum to say that if a person can, a person should have Mincha Gdoila. However, most people are working at the time of Mincha Gdoila, one is not able to have Mincha at that time. Therefore, one has no choice. So, that is the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Shevet HaLevi. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman speaks Lehedya that all he's worried about is actually davening a Tefillah Shel Chol. Being Oyne Kaddish, being Oyne Kedusha, he hasn't got a problem with it after Mekabel Shabbos. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, a person after his own Chazak, own silent Shemona Esra on Friday afternoon, could technically decide to himself, Hareini Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos. And then, even though the Chazan is going to be davening his Chazan, you're not talking. He's talking. Ah, you're being Oyner, that's not a problem. Being Oyner to Dvar Shabbat Dusha is not a steerer to the fact that you're Makabah Shabbos already. Therefore, according to Shemaz Alman, you would be allowed, if you're finished, you shouldn't be talking Chazar Shashat. So if you finish before the Chazan starts, then that would be another Eitzah. Now, yeah, but it's too late.
Why?
In the winter, we daven Mizmashir after Shkir. Understand? In the summer, you've got that Eitzah. Yeah, so this, in the summer the whole shabbos will stop.
Not lechatchila.
If a lady every single Friday davens mincha, and she forgot to do it this week, then halacha is she can make a tanai when she likes the nearest, and she can daven mincha afterwards. But with that cloud, a lady is not allowed to daven mincha after she likes the shabbos candles. In the summer, the shy doesn't start because we say mizmashir before shkir, and you're fine to go. The whole shy starts in the winter. And if you do rabbi in town, that's another eitzah. Yeah. Now I'm assuming that the majority—I don't know—I'm showing the majority of people who are either here or listening to the shir or will listen to the shir don't do rabbi in town. If you go to a shul that I'm knowing up here rabbi in town, then again the shy does not start because it's not Shabbos yet. You've got ages until you can recover Shabbos. You've got much longer. Yeah, according to Rabbi Natan, Shkir is much later. In which case, the Zman of Tisav Shabbos can also be later. In which case, you could daven Mincha early, the same time that we daven Mincha, and still not Shabbos. So if you go with Rabbi Natan, and if that's the Minag of the Shul that you daven in, then by all means, that would be another Eitzah. Minag Ashkenaz is not to go with Rabbi Natan, therefore we've got a big problem. So that's the first Eitzah. Now, Lamaisa, I'd like to present to you another Tzatz. Now, I'm not telling you that this is halacha l'maisa. What I'm saying is that there's gedolei ha'poskim that hold of this other mahalach, and yesh al mi lismoich. If one forgot to do what I suggested you should do, then there is another mahalach in the poskim as to how you can get around this. And the answer is that you don't need to get around it. There are a number of poskim that say that one is allowed to daven mincha, even though one has personally been makabel Shabbos, and I'll explain how that works. It's Be'eche Dogam Urvava, that's the main pasuk I'd like to quote. It is also a Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sifchaf. It is also a Tilla David in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. It is mainly a Dogam Urvava. Dogam Urvava basically asks a question on the Mechaber that the Shulchan Aruch tells us. In Siman Reish Samach Aleph Sif Dalet, that after you've said Baruch Hu, even though it's still day, Ein Ma'arvin, the Ein Taimnin, you can't make Erev, you can't do Atmana. Why? You shouldn't have a Kabbalah Shabbos Ole, because you don't have a Shabbos. So here, the Mechaber tells us Ein Ma'arvin, the Ein Taimnin. In Siman Shin Sadi Gimel Sif Beis, the same person, the same Mechaber, the Bis Yosef, brings two opinions. Whether or not you can or cannot do Atmana, make an Erev, Chatzeres, after you be Makabah Shabbos. Ask the Dogma Rava, why in Siman Reish Samach Aleph did the Mechaber take sides, that the Chumra, and in Siman Shin Sadi Gimel, he did not take sides, and on the contrary, he's even Mashma, if you look at the Loshon there, it's Mashma slightly that he's being Mekel, that he's more Noitel at Lahakel. Therefore, it seems to be a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Dogma Rava, it's not a contradiction. You know why? Because there's two ways to Mechaber Shabbos. The Mechaber in Siman Samach Aleph is talking about Acha Anias Baruch Hu. Acha Anias Baruch Hu is a Kabbalah Shabbos B'tzibu. So what? Baruch Hu Yeah? It's not so much the Vat of Tzibur, it's more the Vat that you're davening Mariv. Baruch Hu is the start of Mariv. Mariv, the Anhoga of Mariv is it's the next day. Right? Again, there's many shittas that you could have Mariv Mubayja, I'm not getting involved with that. But Be'ikah Din, the idea, the concept of davening Mariv, is to start the next day. If I've started the next day, whether you like it or not, you've made it Shabbos now. Because you've begun Shabbos. It happens to be that it's Friday daylight. It's you can look outside, there's no stars outside. That happens to be the technical metzias. But lemaisa, you daven Mariv. If I've started davening Mariv, then I've made it Shabbos. If I've made it Shabbos as a dogma of Allah, I may not have consciously decided to make it Shabbos, but I've started davening Mariv. That automatically makes it Shabbos. If I've automatically made it Shabbos mitzad my personal hoggers, I haven't got a choice. Ain't Maravin, there ain't Taimin. Shem Dava Kabbalah Shabbos. You'd be Makabah Shabbos, it's all over. Mashaeg and Shem and Tadi Gibel, there the Machabah is talking about something entirely different. He's not talking about a Tzibu be Makabah Shabbos with davening, Baruch Hu Mizmah Shem. He's talking about a Yochid. A Yochid who wants to be Makabah Shabbos earlier. Again, we said you can be Makabah Shabbos ready from plug, but you're not Machayev to. You got a time until you get 2 minutes before Shkia, according to Moshe, 2 minutes before Shkia is the very latest time you can Makabah Shabbos. Some places can say it's slightly less. You can do a personal Kabbalah. If I've done a personal Kabbalah, I read otherwise of the dogma of Bava, like Kibel Rak Issa say. All you've done is be Makayim Halach in the Torah that says, V'shemesu Shabbatchem, Achiv Deraisa, to Maisim Mechalakish. What is that? It's a mitzvah say. You won't be Chayav Karis if you do Melacha after the Shabbos. It's only a mitzvah say. It's not Shabbos Shabbos, it's just Shabbos. Right, it's a weaker level of Kedusha Shabbos. Mishum Hachi Yesh Lo Hakel B'Shvus. Smartik Kedush. Even though I've been Makabel Shabbos, but because my Kabbalah Shabbos is not the same level as Baruch Hu, it's not that I've started Shabbos. I haven't done them to start Shabbos. All I've said to myself, even though it's Friday today, I'm still going to Makabel Kedusha Shabbos. Therefore, says Dogma of Baba, what was I Makabel in my Kabbalah? Even though I didn't speak out. I didn't say anything when I was Makabel. I just said, Darin Makabel like Kedusha Shabbos. I'd be Makabel Isuri Deraisa. I have not been Makabel Drabonons. But I'm Makabel Drabonons, says the Machabin, the Shin Sandi Gimel, first of all, Machlaikis, but he's not Yitel Hakel that you can do Drabonons, not because you have Makabel Shabbos, but because my Kabbalah Shabbos is only Benegea to Isuri Deraisa. Therefore, according to this dogma of Allah, Davening Mincha can't be worse than it is to Drabonon. The same way I can do Atmanon, the same way I can make an Erev, I can also daven Mincha. Because what was my Kabbalah Shabbos? Isuri Deraisa. That's all I did, nothing else. Therefore, it's Mutter Lechatzchelo, according to Dogma of Allah, to daven Mincha, even though a person has been my Kabbalah Tosfos Shabbos. The Tilla David in Reish Lamed Gimel is Mesupik about this. He is Mesupik about this. But he is noted also to be Mekel. There is an Aruch HaShulchan that also says this, that if a person comes late to shul, and he's nigra achat tibur, when that time to get into that exact halacha, there is a din that once a tibur be makabel Shabbos, then yechidim are nigra, if you're part of a keila, they already be makabel Shabbos, yechidim are nigra after them. If you haven't turned up yet, and you haven't personally be makabel Shabbos, halacha is, and you haven't done a mincha yet, halacha is, you can go elsewhere, go to a different room that nobody can see you, and do and daven mincha there. Do it in the shul is a steer to the fact that the tzibah already be makabel Shabbos. You're not daven mincha after the tzibah be makabel Shabbos in the actual shul. So what do? You go to a secluded room outside. Depending on how warm or cold it is, you make a personal decision where you should actually daven the mincha. You can daven mincha. Frankly, on Aruch HaShulchan in Sifchah. But I understand, you're nigra bach to tzibur, you're ready to be makabel Shabbos yourself, haki davar mincha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, to le chumra chalalav lo oisre b'mlacha v'loi le kule le purge v'n tfilas choyel. Even though you're mechoyev to shtel to the Kabbalah Shabbos of the tzibur, that's only been a get to chumra. Now, he does mean also drabonon. I'm not saying it's exactly the same as Dogma of Rava. He's not saying specifically Sur Deraisa, he's saying even the Sur Drabonon. But one thing you see is that Aruch HaShulchan is happy to split Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos is only going to get to something and not something else. So Dogma of Rava takes on, it's only going to get to Isur Deraisa. Aruch HaShulchan takes on, it's only been a Geya to Isurim. Even to Isur Dogma, Isurim. Chol, to tell me I can't have a Mincha, that's a Kula. to tell me I'm off scotch, I don't have to say a tefillah that I would rather have to do. That's a kula. Le kula, you're not makabel Shabbos. Therefore, another makar in Gedalia, a place called Ashkenaz, is that you can still dama mincha even after you're makabel Shabbos. Now, there's a levush that says in Rish Sama Gimel Sif Yud Zayin, Machabe Paskin is la'alacha, that one, even though a person has been makabel a personal taste of Shabbos, you can still ask another yid, even another yid who hasn't makabel Shabbos, to do malacha for you. Obviously, we know the song called Amir La'akim. This is even Amir Yisrael. The yid has not been makabel Shabbos yet. For him, it's mutal lechatzchila. You can ask him to do malacha for you, even though you have personally read to be makabel Shabbos. Before Shulchan Aruch, you can ask him to do malacha. Now, there's a huge discussion in the poskim why this is. I haven't got time to go through all the poskim. However, the levush hachur is mechadish, that the gedeh of kabbalah Shabbos of a yochid is toloi benidroi. It's a gedeh of making a neder. You made a neder. You made a neder that even though it's weekday today, I still am mechayev of myself is surim of not doing melacha. Says the levush, the gedeh of my neder is that I was only a makabel is surim of myself. I was not makabel is surim, but again, somebody else doing something for me. That was good for his Kabbalah's neder. His Kabbalah's neder was, I'm only makabel Shabbos, but again, to do, not do malachas myself. But again, to asking somebody else to do malacha, I was never makabel in my neder, such a Kabbalah. Now, but if it's begedah neder, and lezeh kibbal, lezeh loy kibloy, I can happily go ahead and ask somebody else to do malacha. Therefore, this fits very nicely with the opinion of the dogma of Rava, that the gedet of Kabbalah Shabbos, of a Kabbalah Siyachid, has only been a gedet of certain things. The lomda says, because it's a neder, it's a Kabbalah's neder. My Kabbalah's neder, just like I can do charot on neder, I can be shol on neder, I can also explain, I can emphasize my Kabbalah, I was only makabal my neder, been a gedet to certain things, and therefore I was only makabal my neder, been a gedet to myself. The dogma of Rava is mechadish a bit further. I was only makabel my neder, but again to sur deraisa. The ma'isa, the Eli Rabba strongly disagrees. He says there's no such thing. Even if it is, even the ma'isa, you're ready to be makabel Shabbos. You can't say the zeh kibla zeh loy kibla. The ma'isa, you didn't say clearly b'shas the thing, and therefore he be'etzem holds that imishum the sra of the levush. Then you cannot ask somebody else to do melacha. There's another reason why you can. We're not going to discuss that today. But what I'm saying is that the Eliyahu Rabbah, you see that he disagrees with the Havana of the Levush, that it's a get of Kabbalah's Neder. It could be that Eliyahu Rabbah understood that Kabbalah Shabbos is like Itzumah Shel Yoyim. I'm sure as I'm mamish, like, just like when I say Baruch Hu, I'm making it the next day. When I'm Kabbalah Shabbos, even B'yochid, I'm making it the next day. Which is how we start off Lalacha, the person should preferably not daven Mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos, because the get of Kabbalah Shabbos is that you're mamish making it the next day, just like the Dogma of Avon stood by Baruch Hu. So clearly it's a huge machlokes apoiskim. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, again, a person is always better off to be yoitza or shittas and be makabel Shabbos just after he's finished davening his personal mincha. If he did not, or cannot, for whatever reason, then he's got a number of shittas apoiskim to be so mechon. Have a wonderful day.
Peter, here in Torah, Mr. Shemar, the mindful fates, demands it, call you.